What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey everyone, it's Doug Bass. Welcome to I'm a Bass Hole, the podcast. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, follow the podcast, subscribe, YouTube, all that stuff. I'm going to just jump right into today's show because let's not waste any time at the top because we do have one of our regulars here. It's been very difficult to get him here. He's got a lot going on. So the scheduling, he was supposed to be here last time, but something happened. I don't know. He can explain it maybe. let's welcome Rob DeRocha, of course.
What up? Good to be back. Look at that. Good to be back with Doug Bass in the Bass Hole Studios. The new and improved Bass Hole Studios.
What do you think of the new studios? Do you like them?
Well, it's a lot more air.
Yeah, right?
It's, you know, by the way, there's a man next to me. I just want to make sure that everyone's can.
If you're watching, we do have CJ Aviles last week. I couldn't
say it. Carlos. Carlos is here with us.
I couldn't say his name last week.
I'm very impressed you got it correct this time.
Something happened.
His voice.
Literally, if you listen to the last episode, this was the main guest on the last episode, but we had to have him back because Rob could make it this time. But now his voice is all fucked up for some reason, and we don't know why.
It's a curse, man. We can't be together.
You sound like an entirely different person.
Yeah, I did it because of him.
What's up? You sound like Mutombo. That's what you sound like.
You sound like Springsteen being Mutombo.
I had the AC on my face the whole night, and he thinks I had to bring this COVID test just to prove it. I'm negative.
You're like, negative COVID? Yeah. All right.
Good, it just cracks me up because he just keeps on saying this AC thing. Like he made love to an AC last night, or I don't know.
This is the first time you used your AC all summer and you got sick from it.
It's the first time I've put it on in 1 year, and it doesn't have a filter because I never ordered one, so I put like a piece of cloth on it.
That doesn't work.
It did not.
And does it blow directly on your face?
So I even had to sleep with a face mask on because I was I just want my body cold at least.
Speaking of AC, I forgot to turn our AC off. But you know what? This is the hottest heat wave we've had, so we're going to leave it on quality.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we're going to have a rolling blackout. It's California, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, we may black out during this recording. It's going to happen. Well, look, it's good to have you guys back here. Rob, yes, it's definitely good to have you back on.
It's been a while.
It's been over a year since we've podcasted, to believe it or not.
I cannot believe it. It showed up on my Facebook memory.
Did
Bass Hole. No, it didn't, but I'm just making shit up, man.
Memory. Remember this?
Remember
when we had time to do this and, you know, all that stuff.
I know, man. There's like fucking no time now.
No time. We had plenty of time during pandemic. That's when this thing was birthed.
Oh yeah, that.
And then it was just aborted. Like life went back to normal,
no one had nothing to listen to, so this fucking show like took off.
And now people have things to do, and now no one will listen to
it. Now it's oversaturated with a bunch of bullshit again. So exactly, no one cares. I didn't even have a beard last time I was here. That's how long it's been.
I have a beard too since last. Well, sort of.
Oh, shit, we all have beards. It's fucking crazy.
I have a young beard.
Oh shit, we got three beards in the house.
Three idiots.
Change it. We should do a podcast called Three Beards.
That sounds like a gay podcast. Three Bears.
With a guy that lost
CJ, what's with the, see, look at the way you have your microphone. I like that. I've never seen someone do that before. Look at it. You have it like you're recording a demo or something.
I thought this was for a rap video that I was doing later.
You're doing a rap video. Was that a joke?
Yes. He comes in hot with the joke. They don't land much, but he tries. Cold. I love CJ. This is the guy that I make all those videos. I don't know if anyone follows me.
We did. Last week, we interviewed CJ about robot killers, and we played some of the sketches with Willie and yourself in them, and we talked about his creative endeavors as a director and filmmaker and whatnot. So, yeah, Rob is...
So things
Rob
are going
is,
horrible.
Rob is one of the...
things aren't going so good for me right now.
This is the only guest that we could get so far. It was Robot Killers.
and me. So things are going horrible. I'm sorry, Basshole Studios, Basshole people.
Well, you know what? We want to start off with familiar territory, and then we get into the harder stuff.
Familiar penis or familiar vagina.
Exactly. Yeah. I like to talk to people that I know first, because it's been a year since we've done this. So like, I got to get used to like talking to people again, almost. You know.
Yeah, seeing people face to face.
Face to face.
Coughing in public is weird.
Coughing.
You know?
Yeah. No coughing.
Sneezing. You got to be like, I don't have COVID. Don't have COVID.
Blowing your nose.
This guy's voice.
Achoo, yes.
He keeps on telling me his voice is better.
His voice is getting better.
It's getting better. I have proof. That's not how I sound.
It's not how I sound.
I'll imitate you one day. DMX.
I don't know if...
Yeah,
I don't know. CJ, you're all over the place. Oh, wait, CJ spilt something before we started recording, by the way.
And I recorded him cleaning it up.
I had a fucking energy drink in my pocket.
And he sat down and it spilled all over the floor.
On the floor.
Right before we were about to record.
Rob thought I was pissing.
I did.
I thought it was one of the dog. I thought the dog was pissing like we were about to sit. And I was like, are you kidding me? Every time I start to record something happens with the dog.
Who opens a can and then puts it in their pocket open?
I do.
You do, yeah. For sure you do, yeah.
I love it. I love CJ. CJ's a wild card. That's why I wanted him to be on the show today with me.
Oh, is that the reason I'm here?
It is good to have CJ here as a looking things up, sound effects maybe. I don't know. We don't really know.
I don't know what CJ's going to do. I'm excited.
Well, we can't do sound effects because we didn't plug whatever his iPad into the board.
I'll figure it out.
We'll have to do it next time.
Maybe you play it loud enough and put it to the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Next time I can like literally hook up your thing into the
my dick. Nice.
Yeah, your dick into the Rodecaster.
Here, the jokes are just coming really fast.
Coming in cold right now.
Nothing's changed. Yeah. Well, what else has been going on? I'm gonna grab my drink real quick. I forgot to get it.
Oh man.
Wait, where'd it go?
Oh shit.
CJ, did you steal my
CJ
drink?
CJ, wild card already.
I literally had a drink behind me ready to go, and then I turn around and it's gone. Unreal. Oh, thank you. Yes.
There it is.
Jesus.
You got a drink to do this show right here. This is the new podcast studio. It looks amazing.
Thank you. I actually put a lot of work into this. It took a while to do.
And no, you know why it looks amazing? Because you don't know what's behind this curtain,
and you
right?
don't want to know, and don't reveal it.
I want to.
There's
I
a person back there jerking off, actually.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And if you don't reveal,
girl or guy?
A guy. And if you don't reveal an asshole story, you know, he just goes
jizzes on you?
Hold on. How does a girl jerk off? Or I thought it was masturbate. It's not the same.
Yeah, you can call it.
Girls can't jerk off.
They jerk off?
Girls jerk off.
I think girl. Well, yeah.
Too bad we don't have a girl on here to ask her if she jerks off. Why don't you look that up? Can girls jerk off?
Can girls?
I think they can use the term jerk off.
Yeah, they're jerking off. Yeah. That's the same thing. They're
weird term.
Rubbing the clit, playing shrimp. Yeah.
We really do need a female sidekick on the show at some point.
Yeah, you should get a female.
I'm conducting interviews. Right after we, why wouldn't they want to come on after this conversation we just had? This is awful, awful. Please
That's
let me convince
question.
You that this is going to be a great experience.
That's
for
the
you.
First question. It's like, so is jerking off considered the same thing as masturbating or for a female?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, we'd have to ask, you know, a woman, obviously.
That's masturbation.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, there we go. Doctor
Aviles chimed in with his.
I could be wrong.
Clinical.
It's a World Wide Web. I don't
there.
Know anything.
His voice cracks me up.
No, but the studio is good. I mean, yeah, don't reveal what's behind the wall, because you know what? It's all about the illusion of broadcast.
Hey, it's what it's like for television all those years, like on the Carson show. I mean, I never was on there, but
oh, you were?
I'm just saying that like people that always talk about the Carson show when they're finally on it, they're just like the curtains all. Yeah,
the
they're masturbating.
All off
it's not Bill Cosby. It's the curtain is jerked off on. No, but it's just like the illusion's gone. Like when you see things on television, when you actually go on a set, you're like, oh.
Yeah, when you go to, like, I remember, when you go to a taping for the first time, like, yeah, Tonight Show or Letterman or whatever like that, you get there and you're like, wow, this is small. Like, this is like, man, like, I did.
Yeah, like, how the fuck do they masturbate behind this shit?
Yeah, well. I'm sure there was a lot of that going on too at the
and that's
show
why he's on the
back
show
back in the 80s.
Just kidding. After this,
you cut to CJ. He's like, "Oh yeah, what's going on?" I knew it. I knew he was.
Just Just awful, CJ. Come on, grow up, man. This is
Come on, CJ.
This is a reputable show.
No, Carlos. Your family's listening. Familia.
So, CJ, I say that you do seem a little bit more relaxed, even though you have no voice this time.
Dude,
last time he was so nervous when Willie was here.
I was fucking nervous. I've never heard myself and saw myself, and I'm like, shit, man. Anyways, it's hard to explain, but it was like fucking like, what the fuck? Lights.
He said he came in here and said the lights and the atmosphere and the studio and the set, everything like freaked him out.
Right?
Like he was like nervous all of a sudden.
Even Rob said, don't get a hard shot of fucking liquor. I go, nah, just put a little bit. I did a little mixture.
He didn't even have any drinks before he came on.
Oh, that's why. There you go. This is why he's like all mellow now. This is when he drinks.
No,
we're enabling him, by the way.
No, I know.
Now you're like,
no, you will drink this time. Last time you did not drink, it was a disaster, the episode. So now we're like, we need you to drink, CJ, if you're gonna be on. I'm sorry.
You got it.
We do want your help, and you are a valuable asset to the show at times. So we do want you here.
But, the basshole spoke and they're like, that guy needs to be shit faced.
You know what? He needs a drink.
If someone's listening to this episode for the first time and they just hear this guy's voice, they're going to be like, is that a frog that they have on the show? Like, what is that?
Who, you should just replace my face what with is a frog. That? Like a frog, like a silhouette frog or something.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
You don't have a frog.
You're the filmmaker.
I can do it.
Yeah, you can CGI.
Yeah, do that now.
Okay.
All right.
We talked about CJ's movies last time.
Poop
Baby, the movie.
Poop Baby?
You haven't heard of that?
No.
Oh, CJ is developing a movie where
could be the grown-up poop.
Where it's a poop baby, and someone takes care of it out of the toilet or something.
Pretty much, if I said, "Hey, I left you at the,"
it sounds fucking weird. I don't know. Willie has already signed on to be in it.
Contract and all.
He's like, he didn't even need to see a script. I was like, if I'm going to have a cameo in this, I want to see the script first.
What's the title of the name? Poop Baby. I'm in.
Poop Baby. It's about poop. I'm in.
Well, you know Willie. I mean, he'd be down for that.
Yeah, Willie's down for anything, man.
Shit.
Yeah, you might want to search for another actor.
He's behind the curtain. Hey, I'm down.
Willie is the guy that we keep right there jerking off.
That's fucked up.
It is. No, we're kidding. We love Willie. He may be the only one that listens to this. He probably does.
Because we're saying his name.
Exactly. We'll be like, search. Willie, you were mentioned on episode 53 of...
The door slams. He just leaves.
He'd be like, yeah, I heard that I was mentioned on the podcast.
You almost sound like Johnny Carson when you did that. That was a horrible Willie.
I know. I was trying to do a Willie. But it was mentioned on... That is more like Johnny Carson.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly like
you know. You wouldn't believe what we have behind the.
You wouldn't believe.
You wouldn't believe what we have behind the studio wall here.
Yeah,
we have a man jerking off. If you could imagine that or not.
There you go.
You can imagine that. You're going to see something special here tonight.
He's jerking off his willy right now.
Oh, maybe I have a Johnny Carson impression. I never tried it.
Oh, that was pretty good.
I got to work on it. But yeah, whatever. We'll see. All right, so what's going on? Do we have what do we want to talk about today? We have assholes in the news this week. Anything?
No.
Do you want to dive into
this guy?
What?
No, you like what? Oh. Really? Like assholes in the news? I got nothing. Dude. Right. I just came on the show.
You wanted? No, I know, but I didn't know if you wanted to go into your story right away.
Or... All right, we can go into my story. I mean, I think that like.
All right, perfect.
Well, Timeline was an asshole, right?
Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, you've been on this show plenty, so. It may be hard to find one, but
that's the funny thing about being on this show. And I always say that it's like, yeah, I'm going to be on the asshole show. Sounds about right. Yeah. You should be on that show. It's like, go fuck
you've got
yourself.
You've gained new fans from being on the show. What is this you're playing, CJ? What is that?
Oh, sorry about that. Never mind. I was trying to
say something. We got to get you. No, we got to get you a board or something.
Yeah, that thing's not working.
Asshole story. So the pandemic happened. Prior to the pandemic, there was a girl that I was dating. For a while, like I like to say that I'm on like fuckboy recovery.
Fuckboy recovery. That's like that show Fuckboy Island. Should you be on that?
No, I should not. No. Those guys are all young and hot. Like
you should start a show.
You're hot, dude.
Recovering Fuckboy Island. And it's like guys in their like 40s.
That would be the worst show ever.
Oh my god, it'd be hysterical.
No, because Here's the thing is, you can't be a fuckboy. You can be a fuckboy if you're good looking. That's fine. But once you get to a certain age, it's like you just lose. Like, you got to make money. You can't. You got to be like George Clooney to be a. He was a fuckboy till he was 56 he was.
And
or
then
55.
He settled, then he settled down. Yeah.
Right. You know, like Brad Pitt. I guess he was a fuckboy till he was like, what, like 40? Or when did he get married?
He's a fuckboy now. He's single
is
again,
he,
isn't he?
But is he? But I think he's like maybe choosing his spots. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, because he was married to Jennifer Aniston, then he married Angelina Jolie.
He cheated with her, yes.
But he was in a relationship the whole time. He wasn't single, really. He went right from Jen to Angelina.
I don't know. You can't really go to fuckboy status by that. I mean, I guess he is. I guess he's still like hooking up with models right now. So,
well, now he is probably. That's what I'm saying. He probably is now.
Like Leo could Leo's be a fuckboy. Yeah.
Like, well, this whole 25 and over thing, he gets rid of them. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't have the insight from what I've seen so far.
Come on, tell
from
us, all.
Well, did you read the? Did you have you read the stuff on him? When he's in a relationship and they turn 25, they break up.
Yeah, they break
up.
He
gets rid of them or whatever. That's what they're saying.
I don't think that's. I mean, I think it
is.
Is
that
true.
An asshole move? You think?
I don't think that's an asshole move though. I don't know. I don't understand why so many people are getting mad at what Leo's doing. Like, Leo can give zero fucks what everyone thinks. It's like, so like, why the fuck? Why
and
are
we
people
don't,
getting so
and we
mad
don't
about?
Know their relationship. We don't know what's going on.
I would
it
look,
could just be a very, you know, convenience. They all happen to be 25 and then it ends. Who knows? It's like the lottery. It's like, oh my God. I just realized that. My last five girlfriends all when they turn 26,
you think
we ended
all Leo's girlfriends are like when they're 20, like before their 25th birthday, their friends are calling them up and like, is he still talking to you? What's going on? Do you guys feel like friction in the relationship? Or what's
I don't know. I actually just read an article before, like this afternoon. It was Leo's, I forget her name. I don't have the article in front of me, but it was one of Leo's exes from when they were like, you know, early 20s or whatever. And they dated for a while, and then they happened to end their relationship when she was 25 as well. But she actually spoke out and supported him, saying, like, don't give him shit. Like, you know, like, I didn't know, you know, when I was 25, like, I didn't want to be with him, you know what I mean? Like, I started growing. Who?
Gigi had it.
I don't remember who it was. I literally was reading it as I was driving.
Oh, you looked it up. Look at this guy.
Who is it? Did you find it?
I think it's Gigi had it.
Gigi had it? All right, I don't know. Maybe, yeah, it might be.
Yeah, Gigi Ahmed.
Oh, yeah. I think that's right. Yeah. So she was saying how she, you know, matured and grew up and everything, and then she didn't want to be with him anyway, and now she's with some younger guy or whatever. I don't know, whatever. But
he's able to sustain his fuckboy status because he's rich, he's famous, and every girl that meets him, no matter who it is, if you're in a relationship or not, you're going to, like that one picture of Jeff Bezos and, his girlfriend, who's like beautiful as well,
right?
Obviously, because he's a billionaire. But like, there's a picture of her looking at him. If you can look it up, there's a picture of her looking at him. Laura Sanchez is looking at him in like in awe because he's an icon.
Yeah,
he's somebody that's like
a video. That was a video of that.
Yeah, there was a video of that, and it's insane.
Well, that's the thing. It's like people want to be with him. They want to hang out with him.
I know. I wish
you
could show it up here, but either way,
later.
Yeah, I'm doing tonight things.
But that's what I'm saying. You can be a fuckboy forever.
Yeah, you can.
Don't
show it to
me. Don't bother. Thank you for looking at it.
We got to figure out the technical thing with you.
Later. Oh, that'd be awesome, though. See, that's an added feature to
the
show.
Remember we tried to do that with your iPad for like weeks?
Right? Yeah, and it just would never work. Fuck. I had to like describe everything that
and
was
now
happening.
You don't even have an iPad, right?
Yeah, because I lost it because I was an asshole when I was in Denver performing. I fucking got drunk. First time I got drunk and got to go out because I haven't been out like forever.
You sound like me. Fuck. Sorry about my voice. Fuck.
I never get to go out. So like, I had to go to Denver for a week. I got to do some shows and it was amazing. And the first night I was there, I got drunk and I fucking left my backpack at a bar. And I love Denver and the people of Denver, I love them. But you know what? Fuck you, the people of Denver, whoever stole my iPad. Go fuck
yourself. You know what? CJ leaves his bag at a bar every other night in West Hollywood.
It.
And he literally gets it back and nothing's stolen, nothing's a problem. Like, but you go to Denver and someone steals your iPad in one swoop.
One fucking night.
Jesus. You want to know why?
Why is that? Because you have the Apple tracker?
Yep.
That doesn't prevent someone from taking something out of your bag, though, if you had an iPad or a camera in there.
It's not going to prevent a beating.
What?
A beating?
I can't understand you. Just look
this
up
this guy
shit.
Thinks that he's going to look up wherever his iPad is. He's going to go kick that guy's ass.
Yeah, that's happened to me. Like, I've lost a phone before, and it's like I have the tracker, and it's like, oh, there it is. It's on, like, Wilson Street at, you know, this apartment. But what am I going to do? Go into the apartment and knock on everyone's door? Be like, who has my phone? Someone has my phone.
Do you have my phone? And then you're calling it while you're there.
iPhone 9. Give it back. It's got a scratch on it. Is that
what happened? So you knew what building it was in?
Yes, I knew what building it was, but I didn't go do that. Like, there's no way to go find it, really.
If I were you, I would have, like... If there was a like little area that's between the buildings, and I would have put like set a fire.
I gotta called it or something.
No, you set a fire and then call out to people with a machete. Be like, who has my phone? And walk around and fucking.
It'd be like, should show up in a suit and a briefcase and be like, I am giving away $1 million. If anyone could present an iPhone 9 right now.
Oh, right there. Exactly.
Puff flyer.
Oh, I got one. Is it yours? No. Oh, then you're.
Puff flyers out there.
This was like iPhone 9 years ago or whenever that came out.
Yeah, I tried to track my iPad. It was not found.
What did it say? Fuck they you.
I said, go fuck yourself. It's gone. Don't worry about it. That's what I said. It was all of a sudden Italian.
That was a nice iPad, too.
Yeah, fucking egg. I wanted on The Price is Right. Jesus Christ. Man. Jesus. Yeah, it's gone. Oh, well. Life goes on.
Are you going to get a new one? Have you thought about getting a new one?
No.
Why
no.
Not?
I don't want to get anything right now.
Like, what are you writing on, then? Do you have a computer?
No, I have no computer. I have my girlfriend's computer.
You should get an iPad. Don't get the iPad Pro. Get like a mini or whatever.
I don't know. Whatever. Let's not talk about this.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Bad memories.
That horn? Is that the horn? Oh, man. See, that's an added bonus to this show is a clown horn. Clown horn.
This is when he lost his iPad.
CJ, let's see if we can help fix your voice. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
There you go. Sounds better. Sounded like a...
Yeah, there's something wrong with it. Jesus.
We all sound like this
right now.
Yeah, you do. You sound like... I don't know. Oh, man.
No, but he sounds better. The whole ride here, you told me 5 different times. I think my voice is better. My
voice is definitely better. I don't know.
Oh, man. It sounds like... It sounds crazy.
All right, so fuck boy, like basically, yeah, fuck boy island. It's very popular right now. I get it, but yeah, I mean, I was never like I was in relationships, but I wasn't in relationships.
You were dating around.
I did it for like a long time, and I just didn't
hooking
settle
up
down.
Dating around.
Yeah, but I wasn't like I wasn't a mean fuck boy where I was like abusive.
You're having a good time. You're being.
I would ghost. No, at the worst, I would ghost them. But it was always. I would always.
Wow, you ghost the people.
Yeah,
I never gave them a reason why it was over.
No, I would. You know what I would do? It was like I would do like pottery with them while listening to like you know like Unchained Melody.
Pottery.
Yeah. Unchained Melody. You know. You don't get the reference.
No, ghost. I get it. Yeah. I know.
That was a dumb joke. I'm sorry.
All right, so you would ghost.
That was as bad as CJ's jokes.
I can't talk. Oh, it's getting better. I'm good.
Okay. So I mean, not ghost them, not all of them, but I would always let a girl know that right from the beginning, I didn't want to be in a relationship at the beginning. I would always let the girl know or like, let's see where this goes.
Right.
And most of the time, things would go south, you know? Like, yeah, not,
they're thinking like...
You know plenty of girls that I've gone out with already.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and as you get older... Like, if you're not rich and famous like Leo or like Clooney or whatever, you're not going to, your pickings get slow, lower. Like, you got to be rich. You got to make money.
You mean
I think.
If you're funny, that's not enough?
No, it's not. Dude, I would get laid regardless of stand-up. Like, that's the thing that I always found funny about, like, when I would talk to other comics.
Did you use a lot of the apps, the dating apps? Or did you just go out and find people?
Well, I mean... Prior, I did use the apps, but the apps were like, you create this persona that like, I don't know, just.
The apps, like you can literally lie about who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never done that. I actually said exactly who I was.
Or put pictures.
You were on an app?
I was on a Tinder, fucking Plenty of Fish.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
A Bimbo or something like that.
Grindr.
Grindr.
Bumbo? Bumble.
I think it was Bumble. I don't remember, but...
Were you on Coffee Meets Bagel? Were you on that one?
Fuck no. I'm not going to go get a cup of coffee.
Did you say Bumble?
Were you on J-Date?
No. Oh, yeah. I would do it, though. Why wouldn't you?
This guy looks so Jewish.
I know. I do think. No, I do think you have to do them. If you're single, you have to be on all of them now.
No,
all
I was on the Asian one, the black one, the fucking white. Like there was. There's no white ones because that's racist, apparently.
Whites only.
KKK.
It was on the KKK one. My cover was like.
All right, so Rob. So let's go back to you, Rob. So you were using you weren't using the apps, but you were going out mainly and finding people to date or meet.
Yeah, I would meet people in person too. I would always go to my watering hole was Barney's Beanery.
Oh, nice little.
You know that, yeah? And you would go there as well. And that's where we met. I mean, no, we didn't meet there.
We didn't meet there.
No, but we hung out there a lot, and we bonded there.
You actually told me to start coming up there at one point.
On Grindr, right?
No, not on Grindr. We met at Gaucho's Comedy, that show that I was running.
Yeah, exactly. And I would tell you to come to Barney's, come watch football, because I was always there and I was a regular. And I love that place.
And I started going there after you were like, yeah, come up. And I was like, yeah, all right, why not?
And I would meet plenty of girls there. Always a great time. And, you know, like, I just had a lot of, like, sex. It's not good.
It's not good?
I'm not bragging.
Sex is not good?
Sex is great, but it's at the same time, like, I don't know, like, when you're younger, that's all you think about.
Right.
I think even when you get older, you do think about it.
But your chances of doing it as often are not as...
Yeah, your pickings get smaller.
You have to decide between, I got to do sex or I got to go do
this. Yeah, but then after a while, even having sex with somebody that you've always wanted to have sex with or whatever, and you finally do, and then just like, it's the same thing like pulling the curtain behind, like what we're talking about.
Yeah,
it's like all of a sudden, like you see things like big time, like the Tonight Show, it's big. Yeah. And then when you get to the Tonight Show, you're like, nah, this isn't as good.
That's the same thing people have said coming over to this studio, Basshole Studios. They're like, you know what? I would have rather had sex with the same person for the 80th time than see the reveal of this place.
Couldn't I have done this interview in Zoom?
Yes. And a lot of people want to. And I'm always like, you know what? Zoom's fine, but there's nothing like being in the same room.
Yeah, you got to be here. Yeah, exactly.
It's magical.
Yeah, hey, well, it's what Rogan does. Rogan doesn't do Zoom. You're not going to do Zoom. Fuck him.
Right. See, that's the thing. You should make what people want. If you really want to come on this show, then you got to come into the studio. That's what I would say. Right now, no one wants to come on. So I'm like, sure, Zoom is welcome. You were actually like, can I do it on Zoom? I got to watch.
Can I send mine on Telegraph? Can I send you a text? Can I send you a text on to be on the show? Could I do that?
Yeah, why not?
But yeah, that's the thing.
So you would go out to Barney's.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. So there was a girl that I went out with that I met like years ago, like when I was pretty young. I was still in my 20s, I think. Yeah, I was still in my like late 20s. I met her. We went out for a while. Then we stopped and it was on and off. Da, 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 da. And then we started hooking up again years later, like a decade later or so. And then finally, like we're going out and then the pandemic hit. And then I met the girl that I'm with now. But prior to that, like, I didn't want to go out with this girl anymore. Have you ever gone out with a girl? You're a comic, so. Yeah, but. But, you know, like, you go out with a girl that just, wherever you, there's just always freaking drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot handle drama.
Actresses, like, too, always bring the drama.
It's just, oh, fuck, yeah, they do.
Drama of, in the sense of, like I would do a show. Exactly. That would happen. She would come to a show. And something would happen where, like, she just would get mad about, like, whatever it was. Like, and at the time, I'm hustling. I'm doing all these shows. Like, one of the last times I realized I didn't want to be with this person was we were in Ontario. I did the Ontario Improv, and she drove out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got mad because at the time, this is before COVID,
right.
I was working a side job, and I needed to wake up early the next day. And she was upset that I didn't want to go eat In-N-Out. Plus, at the time, I already had eaten. And I'm already fat as is.
You didn't want to eat an In-N-Out?
I love In-N-Out, but I already ate.
What is wrong?
No.
Oh, you already ate. Okay, never
mind. I already ate. Once you eat already and like you're like, hey, let's go get something to eat. I'm like, I don't want to fucking eat anymore.
Right,
like,
no, I get it.
I ate my meal. Like, do I need to eat some more? No. So like that became drama. It was just drama. And then when you try to break up with them and you're like, I don't want to be in this anymore. They're like, are they threatening to break up with you? And you're like, you agree with them? And you're like, yeah, let's break up. And then they're just like, what? All of a sudden, they're like backtracking and they want to work things out. But like, I'm like, no, let's end this.
Right.
So the pandemic hit, whatever. I started seeing someone prior to that. And then she kept on messaging me. But I kept, even the last time I talked to her, the last two times I talked to her, I told her, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship. So the only way I could end it finally was because I just stopped talking to her.
You ghosted her.
I ghosted her.
And I miss you.
What is that from? You don't even know.
That was her voice.
Oh, all right. See, I think we need CJ on this show as like a, you know, you need to be. Because
my voice is
see,
not.
This is why I said he should be on the show. What are you talking about?
No, I know, but we, yeah, we need.
This guy should always be on the show. He's a wild card. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, you get to them good sometimes, yeah, that was and then sometimes. Real.
Sometimes.
Sometimes good,
sometimes bad. Yes, yes.
So I was a dick in the sense that even though I told this person I didn't want to see them anymore, I didn't want to do that, but like they just would not listen. And I guess when I, in retrospect, I look at it in the pandemic and it was such a hard time that she still like wanted to come see me and like be with me, but I just didn't respond back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an asshole. Like, I mean, I admit it that I'm an asshole. I still try to justify it by saying that, like, I tried to break up with this person, but...
You tried.
I did, and I told this person, like, I didn't want to be in this anymore. Like, it was just torture, you know? Like, I've been in relationships where, like, I can tell you that I love the person so much, but at the same time, like, being with them every day, it's, like, sucking the soul out of you, you know?
Like,
you just can't handle it. And now I'm, like, in a better place and in a better relationship where, like, I'm just happy to be in it because I don't have to worry about that anymore. Like, I don't have to worry about my phone. Like, she knows the passcode to my phone. Like, she can be on my phone whenever she wants.
What,
I don't care.
What is the password?
It's Naina Naja. You just say that to the phone, Naina Naja, and it works.
So she knows the password. Yeah, no, that's a good, you know, trust.
I'm not
that's
hiding
a trust
anything.
Thing. Yeah,
so I'm just not hiding anything, and it's more about trust, and it's more about, like, I don't.
That's your ex. That's what she gets.
CJ, get that wire out there.
Hey, you know what? Fuck that bitch, because I know for a fact, because she told me that this was that she added me to a text message thing where, like, they send you, like, erectile, like, dysfunction, like, text messages.
Oh, yeah.
So you put, like, your ex's number in that. So then, like, they will always get messages.
Oh, they always get, like, an ad or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. So, like, yeah, fuck her. She did that to me.
Yeah.
And then she posted something on TikTok that was like this whole fucking thing that.
TikTok?
Yeah. So, like I said, I feel bad about it, but at the same time, yeah, she did that thing to me. And I don't know. She just took it like, you know what's funny is like, I always find it funny when people are very religious.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to go to some like getaway, religious getaway type of thing.
A religious getaway?
Yeah. Like,
what was she, Christian or something?
Like, I guess Christian or Catholic, but. But she wanted me to do this thing where, like, she was, like, almost selling me on it. Like, she was trying to sell, like, a certain amount of tickets for people to go for, like, a weekend.
It was, like, a pyramid scheme or something?
I don't think it's a pyramid scheme, but at the same time, like, I didn't want to do it. And she kept on pressuring me for it, so, like, I got annoyed by that as well. There's a lot of things. It's not like I was an asshole and just ghosted her. But it was, like, I just didn't want to do it anymore. Like, it just – have you ever been in a relationship where, like, you're just, like – every single time you see that person's mad about something.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know. You just got out of like a marriage.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I haven't talked about that publicly yet, but.
Oh, come on. Let's do it now.
There's
going to
be a very special episode for that.
Is she going to be on?
The more you know. No. No, we're not going to talk about that right now.
Okay,
we will eventually.
What the fuck
is that working?
It is.
Okay.
It's more testing right now, but I don't know if it'll be that long.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
Right. CJ is the new Fred of a.
I would say it myself.
That's what I'm talking about. You need this guy.
CJ, we're going to put you on that table over there.
I am selling this guy.
We should put him up there.
I'm okay with it.
And then we'll have him
on the side over here with a different camera. Yeah,
yeah, like a little camera at the.
And then we gotta make sure that he sleeps every day with an air conditioner in his face, so he has the same voice.
Yeah, you need to talk like this every day. I think it's part of it.
Just change my voice on the little thing you got there. My voice is coming back a little. This Modelo's helping.
Did you guys hear? Does your voice change, by the way, if I press this button?
Yeah, it did.
It did. Fuck yeah, it did. Does it sound weird? This. I'd fuck me. You
see,
wanna fuck
see
me?
I can't hear the effect on my microphone.
Oh, so. Yeah, I can hear it. I
can hear it.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's weird. That sounded hot.
See, I don't know why it's. I don't know why I can't hear it, but you guys can hear it. That's fine. All right, so.
So that's, I mean, is it an asshole? Like, it is an asshole, because I still feel bad about it, and I almost, like, wanted to call and, like, make it a whole show.
You
want to
call them now?
No. I don't want to do it, because I don't want to deal with it.
I got the Bluetooth hooked up. No. We just patch you in.
No. Because right. I already know how it's going to go. It's like, it's even though this person's very Christian, they're not going to be very forgiving.
Are they on Christian Mingle?
I don't know. I haven't been.
Did you go to church with them and stuff like that?
No, that's the thing, is I never did anything like that. Like I am a God fearing person, but I don't think that I need to go to church all the time like my mom. You know, I think I've went to church enough.
Does your mom go every week to church?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. My grandma just passed away. She does like prayers. Like she did like 8 hours of prayer. Like people came over every day for like 8 days.
Now, growing up, did you have to go to church every week?
Yep.
Yeah. And if you didn't go, you'd get, you know, there'd be a situation.
Yeah, they would punish me and burn me in hell.
I remember going like for
Jesus, sorry.
For a while.
Sorry.
All right, come on.
Sorry. No, I'm trying to turn up. I'm going to stop it.
Stop it.
I don't know how. Hold on. I clicked the wrong one. Sorry about that.
I don't even know. That could be. Is it very loud coming in?
No. It's
just too long. Go ahead. Stop it.
Go ahead.
Jesus. All right. What was I saying? I remember my mom wanting to go to church like every week, and then we would go sometimes, and then we would stop going, and then my mom would go on Christmas, and then she'd be like, "You better come to Christmas church." And
did
like,
you go?
Yeah, we did. At a certain age, I was like, "No, I'm not going." You know.
And what age was that?
What age did you say,
fuck your church?
Probably like, you know, junior or senior year in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Or like when I was in college or something like that.
What was that talk like?
It was just...
Pretend I'm your mom. And then it was fine. Me, like, come on, I'm your mom.
You know what is funny, though? Like
Douglas!
The last time I did go to church was, I think, like my cousin's wedding was in a church or something like that. So you have to go to church. You have to go to mass before the service and everything like that. And every time my sister and I are in the church... when it's time to say the Our Father, you know, everyone starts saying it, and my mother looks over at the two of us, my sister and I, and like looks and like makes sure, like sees this to see if we're saying the prayer and if we know the words. And my sister and I always like look at each other, like, and we start laughing because we're like, Mom's looking at us again.
Do you know the words?
Yeah, probably, but like,
probably.
What do you want me to say it right now?
Yeah, I don't want to say it because that's a Norton. No.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Lord's name in vain. Right. You don't want to do that, okay? That's settled down.
I know. I think I know it in group effort. Like,
oh, yeah?
You know, like if I had to do it myself, I may not know it. Because
you're calling.
Oh, wow. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. See, I need the group part because then I mumble off at the end.
I always like that prayer because I like the but. And lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
What about the Hail Mary? You know the Hail Mary?
Sorry, those things are.
All right, shut that off for now. You got to know when to do it.
I don't know. I got to learn how to turn them off when it starts.
Listen to Fred on Stern and study him immensely before you come
back. He's learning. Be nice to him. Be nice.
He gives me vodka.
Yeah, we will pay you. We will pay you in vodka to do this. To do this role,
like a bird. You want me to pour it in my mouth and pour?
No, you go like this.
You will be paid in vodka.
Put vodka in your head. I'm like,
what are you, a bird? Jesus, I don't know what's going on here. Everyone's just lost control in the studio.
Too late.
No, but that's my favorite part. But deliver us from her. But deliver us from evil, please. Like, I don't know.
And then the priest is like, deliver us from every evil. Hallelujah. Or something like that he says after.
Yeah, and then he's like, peace by peace and by peace by peace.
Peace be with you. And then everyone says, peace be with you. And then you have to shake everyone's hands. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. I always felt bad, like at that point, like if you couldn't reach someone in your pew or something, it was like, peace be with you. Like, oh, that guy shook my hand, but the guy behind me didn't. Like, I didn't get to that guy. That guy over there is going to have to wait. Oh, shit. Next time. I'll get you next Sunday.
I gave zero fucks about that. You know what I always found funny was that my mom, like growing up, the way we went to church, like, I don't know if you guys did this or not, but every church has their own like time, you know, like what they do, where their stories are, where you take your communion. Are you
a Catholic? I grew up.
Oh, you grew up Catholic. So like, did you have your first communion and all that?
I did.
So you were able to eat the bread of the body of Christ.
And the blood of Christ.
Yeah, not the bread. I'm sorry. One time I threw Wonder Bread away. My mom's like, you threw the body of Christ away. I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't fucking want to eat.
Was it blessed by a priest?
No, exactly.
It's a wafer.
How dare you? They were so mad.
I always looked forward to that part of the mouth because I was like, oh, at least we get a snack now.
I didn't care. No, like,
no, snack time.
I couldn't wait to eat the communion because I went to public school first, and then like seventh grade, I finally got like to eat the communion because I took the classes, whatever, this and that. So like, oh no, eighth grade. So all my friends would always go eat the communion and I always sat there. And then finally one day I was like part of the club. I was like, yes.
There's times now, like if I go back to mass now, like, and it's communion time, like I may not get up and get it. And my mom would be like,
why not?
Livid. I don't know. Cause I just really, I don't believe in it.
I just went through this.
I don't want it. I don't know.
Why don't you want the body of Christ inside you?
I don't believe in it. I mean, I was forced to grow up Catholic and learn and listen to all this stuff.
See, you
and now
be
I got to get up.
Music. Dun, 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 dun.
Because you know what was crazy though? Because the wine, the blood of Christ, we were never allowed to go get that. And I was like, Mom, why can't we get the blood of Christ? She's like, I don't want you guys drinking from the chalice. Everyone's putting their mouth on it. It's disgusting.
COVID.
And I'm like, yeah, but you know, Jesus has cured everyone of all the diseases out there.
Sell it to your mom.
What was wrong with not getting the wine?
Hey, Mom, why can't I get drunk with this priest?
I would rather have the blood of Christ than the body. I want the wine.
Hey, happy hour. You were never an altar boy.
No.
Yeah, I never got to be an altar boy. I guess I wasn't
cute
enough.
Good thing you didn't. Yeah.
I wasn't cute enough.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. See, I didn't do that.
I was a chubby little boy. So like, the priests were like, nah, we don't want you to be an altar boy. We like this blonde-haired kid, Tim Kessler.
And then they do the thing where
with the aroma?
The aroma. The what is it called? The fucking incense.
Look it up.
The incense.
Oh, the incense, yes.
Yeah, yeah. They do that. And they like shake it over the crowd.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, let me get a whiff.
It's not a part of the crowd. You know, I would love it if they did it. They were waving it over their head. That's like going over everyone's head. And everyone's like, oh, my God.
And then the thing just gets, like, detaches from the chain.
And then it
someone.
Just flies and it hits this lady in the face. And then she's... No, man,
you're sitting there.
This is like a comedy movie that we've just written.
You're sitting there so long; it's the best time to fart.
Oh man! And then you get in the pew. The pews are so uncomfortable. Why aren't there cushions?
Okay, what I was trying to tell you though, like there's a timing with every church. So like the church I went to was St. Francis de Sales off of Fulton and Ventura, and that's the school that I like first started going to church. Like every Sunday, that's what we did. And we knew that we would always show up. This is my mom. I love it because she's such a churchgoer. But we'd always show up like 10 minutes late. Always.
10 minutes late?
Yeah.
Is that on you or your mom?
No, my mom. That's
really?
That's
you think she'd be early? She wanted a good seat and everything?
No, so we would go to church. Like the church was like probably like an hour long.
Yeah.
So we were there probably for like a half an hour. Yeah. No, like a half an hour. So we would get there like 10 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
Right when we get there, it was right away, peace be with you.
Oh, you missed a lot then.
Yeah, yeah. So like,
you missed it, like you didn't just miss the trailers. You missed the first
the
act.
The trailers.
Sorry.
That was the first act you missed.
So we would miss the first like 10 or 15 minutes. We'd get there. We'd always sit like, I don't know, like in the back somewhere. And then we would do the peace be with you. And then we'd do the communion.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the communion, we'd come back. We'd pray. And then we would sneak out.
Did you?
And then we would go to the donuts because the donuts.
Say, I was gonna say
the
like,
donuts and the coffee and the milk and all that was like just a donation. So you just gave like a dollar.
Oh, so they had that out on a table, like on display.
Yeah,
donuts,
so like
coffee.
She would give me like $2 or $1.50, whatever. I'd go over there and fucking put it down, and then like I just grab like a jelly donut and like another donut.
That was the
like
best part.
Donut.
So you didn't have the body of Christ because you were waiting for.
I was a fat little kid. And I love God.
The jelly of Christ you were waiting for.
Yeah,
Dunkin'
the
Donuts.
Jelly of Christ, exactly. The chocolate of
Winchell's.
Christ. The sin of jelly.
But they didn't have the donut. They only had that in the children's mass downstairs, like the family like
children's
we
mass.
We had so there was a basement of the church and they had two masses. There was like it was one that was
the
like
children's mass was in the basement?
Yeah. It was like,
that sounds wrong.
I know, man. But it was more for families with like young kids. So.
Yeah, that sounds even worse.
But it was like, it was like, they, yeah, they would have it more like the readings were more like fun or
Dungeon.
In the dungeon of Christ. then they had the donuts and the coffee and all that stuff. But they didn't have that stuff for the main mass. We didn't have like donuts or whatever. You'd have to go out to eat afterwards or something like that.
They wouldn't have them for the main mass? Really?
Yeah, we didn't have
that. What? Where were you?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, huh? No. Wow. You guys are not very God-fearing people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, well, that's how it was in St. Francis de Sales. So, like, we just knew what it was like. So, my mom, like, we would go ahead and get in front of everybody in the line and get our shit.
Because you sat in the back. You were right next to the donut table.
No, there was no donut table in the church. It was outside.
I was outside.
In a gymnasium.
Gymnasium?
Yes, there was a school that we went. Yeah, there's a donut lady going up and down the aisle, donuts like a fucking baseball game.
You know what? Speaking of church, this show would actually be brilliant to do at a church, like outside as people are leaving, like a confession. Like, don't go to confession. Come on the show and talk
come
about
on the show.
Talk about how you're an asshole. Yeah. Christ wants to hear from you.
That's what this donuts. Is. You know, you should like get your like Cardinals license or something like that, or.
I'm gonna turn this into a church.
Become
like
a
the
deacon.
Scientologist church. I'll turn this into the Church of Basshole.
Become a deacon.
Yeah,
deacon. A deacon. Because right. Deacons can still fuck. That's what it says in the Bible.
Sounds like a horrible idea. I'm gonna be arrested as a deacon.
Deacons can still coitus.
Deacon Doug. Hey, you know Doug? That deacon? Deacon Doug. Yo, what's up?
Double D.
I'll change my name.
Check out Double D.
As a comic, I'll start signing up as Deacon Doug.
Listen to the word of Doug.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
All right. So
that was my asshole story. All right, well, let's go to CJ now. That's
talking. I can't even talk very well.
Asshole story.
I'll talk. Let's talk about.
I got his asshole story. Right, can I do his asshole story?
Yeah.
Shit.
All right, so we were all there for this, right?
Yes.
This is what 2 years, 2-3 years ago? 2 years.
Shit,
ago.
That long ago?
2 years.
Okay. 3 years ago.
Was it three?
Oh wait, did you just grab my beer? No.
No, asshole.
All right, so we were at this place called Hot and Juicy.
Hot and Juicy. Crawford.
On La Brea in Santa Monica. This is going to be a great story.
That was 3 years ago?
I think
two
so.
Two or three.
Was it remember. Before COVID?
I think
or
it was during
COVID.
It was during COVID, actually.
Maybe 2 years
I think it was when things started to reopen. We went there.
And then close again.
Yeah.
And then open and close again. Yeah. Oh, shit. I remember this one.
How could you forget it? All right. Let's get to it.
Because someone could have
Let's
died.
Get to it. We got 10 minutes. Let's get to it.
Oh, really? 10 minutes? Come on. Okay. Anyways. So we all go to Hot and Juicy, Willie, CJ, myself, you, CJ's girlfriend come to Hot and Juicy. We're having a good time.
Food's good.
Put it over here.
Okay. Don't touch my phone. You're not my girlfriend. Stop.
The vibration.
I know. We're having a good time, and all of a sudden, CJ's girlfriend starts like...
Yeah.
Starts making all these
choking,
sounds.
Choking.
Oh, first of all, she didn't do the hand signal because that's CJ's excuse. Of
Hold
why.
On. First of all, there was a joke that happened, and then she said...
Oh, what was the joke?
I'm not going to remember the joke.
But all right, there was she was choking on a piece of fish.
You can't do that, CJ. You can't be like, first of all, there was a joke that happened.
We
what
don't
was
know
the joke?
Joke.
I don't remember the joke, but something funny happened.
All right, so she starts...
It might have been me. I said something really hilarious.
Sure something funny.
So she starts choking on a piece of fish or something.
Yeah, something. So she's choking, and she doesn't do the signal, because that's CJ's excuse later. But anyways, she's like saying like...
And the signal is grabbing your throat.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It's like this.
I think CJ was in the middle of a story, so I don't mind her.
I did kind of do that.
She does this all the time.
So wait, what happened again? I forget.
She starts choking. CJ looks at her and like just like whatever. And
he
then,
ignored
and then, it. Yeah, exactly. And everyone else is still staring at her.
Everyone else is concerned.
She stands up, walks outside. I run up after her. And he's like, don't worry about it. She's fine.
Right. So she was choking. She obviously.
I go outside. I pat her on the back a couple of times. She finally like spits out like, I don't know.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad like where someone like had to be like, we might have to give her the Heimlich or something.
I think I did give her the Heimlich maneuver.
How do you forget if you gave someone the Heimlich?
Because I was pretty drunk at the time. Yeah, also, I was drunk. So, like, I gave her the Heimlich a little bit.
So you saved her life?
I didn't save her life.
You're a hero.
No, she was.
This is supposed to be an asshole story, not a hero story, you dick.
Well, hey, you're the asshole in the story. All right,
so everyone else was very concerned about her choking, and CJ was like, give me another beer.
Give
me some of that shrimp or something.
Can I get some vodka?
Can I get a shot?
And then we were all like, CJ, what the fuck?
Then she comes back to the table, and then CJ's like more mad because we're like, CJ, why didn't you like react? And he's just like, she was fine. She didn't give the universal signal. She didn't do this.
First of all, who the fuck? If you're choking,
If
you're choking, you don't run out where there's no one to help you. You stay right there and go like this. This?
You were next to her and you didn't help her.
That is true. She excused herself as she was choking.
It's like me going like this.
And then Rob, you had to run out after her.
But no one was helping her.
Rob, if I go like this and I'm choking.
That is true. You probably shouldn't be moving. Like you shouldn't get up and walk around when you're choking, right? Because you're short on air. I'm just thinking of this for people who may have a choking incident in the future. Like this is actually a serious conversation.
So you should do a PSA sound right there.
The more you know.
Yeah.
That is true. Well, I think both ways. Yeah, like someone. Yeah, we had to help her. You know, and then also when it is weird though, because when you do choke, when you like, I don't know, have you almost choked on something before?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What. I have, and it's so freaking scary because you're alone.
It happens
really fast, and in your mind, after you survive, you're just like,
yeah,
I could have died.
It's the worst. It's like when you're like super hungry and you get like a steak or something like that, and like you like chew a big piece or something that should not be that size in your mouth or whatever, and like. I get to the point where I'm like, all right, you know what? I took in too much. I have to chew this about 50 times probably and then swallow it or spit it out and then like recut it or whatever. Like I've done that. Like,
but wait,
you recut after you spit? After I spit something out, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
if I chewed something long enough and it's not grinding down, I'm like,
if it's an expensive piece of steak, I'm gonna recut it.
No, your steak is amazing. So like yeah. that, I'll never have to chew on your steak too long.
It just
long,
melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it does.
No, but like I have choked before, and it is kind of scary when it's like, oh fuck, like yeah, if there is no one around to help or whatever.
But there were a lot of people around. Is the problem? You don't run where there's no one around.
Right. So now you're agreeing with CJ.
No, yeah. I agree. I do agree with not getting up and like walking out because I do think like. You probably shouldn't be mobile moving around if you're choking.
It's your life.
But you should, you know, don't be embarrassed to ask for someone for help. Obviously, grab someone and show you, be like, I am choking.
I think when you're about to die, you don't know what you're doing.
I'm thinking about, like, if I'm here, like, alone eating, like, and I started choking, I'd have to run out into the middle of the street and be like, someone help me. You know what I mean?
You can't talk.
I'd have to go to the laundromat and be like,
Unless you're sitting next to CJ and CJ's like, don't worry about him.
I'll have CJ over for dinner every night in case I choke. He's just there. I don't is that working? I don't hear it at all.
I took it off.
Oh, you took it off. All right. Yeah, there you go.
The more you know.
Perfect. All right.
Wait, hold on. Let's do it again. If you almost choke from chewing food, do not run outside away from everyone. Stay close by.
That used to be on NBC, the more you
know. There you go. Now you can add it on to your show. It'll be like a little short little segment.
And get sued for like $100.
Save a life. And then save a life.
We probably saved someone's life today.
This show is brought to you by The More You Know.
Oh, he's going back to Carson.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah,
the show is going back to More You
We have
Know,
CJ Aviles, who did not...
It's Carlos.
Did not... Carlos. Sorry.
Sorry. I did not know that. No, I can't even do it.
I don't know. You know, everyone ended up being fine and stuff. But yeah, it was a lesson to pay attention to people that you're eating with. If they need assistance, be there for them, you know.
Let's talk about you, Doug.
And don't get up and run around if you're choking.
Doug, yeah,
no,
are you
out? Like, she ran out. I'm going to defend
myself. He's still defending himself. Fuck. It's hilarious. It just cracks me up that no matter what.
Doug, sorry, Rob, if you're dying, don't run away from me. I'll help you.
You didn't help when she was sitting there.
Hey, don't worry about it. He's fine.
You'd be making it worse. You're probably still doing CPR while you're choking. I'm like, no, it's fucking over here.
Don't worry about it. He's fine.
Like, eat some more.
Shut up.
You want another piece of shrimp or steak?
How Have another.
Don't let it go to waste.
You're wasting food.
Are you choking on that? Here's more shrimp.
She's not going to eat that. I'll eat that.
Let me chew it up and put it in your mouth.
Oh.
I got to go back to this one.
All right. We learned a lot, yes.
I was going to say about you. So, Doug, do you consider yourself a fuckboy still? Or now that you're out of a relationship or out of a marriage?
A fuckboy? No, not right now. No, I don't.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, do you think it's...
Should I be like him? Should I go that route? Should I go that route with not as nearly... Not any money and... Still try to be a fuck boy, date girls till they're 25. No,
you would be so ballsy. That's what I love about LA is that there's guys
out there that would still try to pull that off
and like think that they have the capacity, the balls on people. Like, I just don't think, like, I mean, the last young girl I hooked up with, like, I was like maybe 40.
And you
she was 24.
Wow.
I forget how old.
And I just know.
How did you pull that off? Where'd you meet her? You don't even know.
No, I'm just funny and that's it.
Wow.
I was charming.
Funny goes charming long
enough.
Way,
but with a 24-year-old, I don't think you have to be that charming. So it's like if you listen enough. And either way, the girl was really cute and she was nice. And yeah, I don't think that later on she wanted to go out with an older guy anyways. Like, I mean, once you're older...
She wanted a sugar daddy.
Once you're older... Not even a sugar daddy. I think once you're older, you have to establish yourself and you have to, like... I don't know. Like, I think the pickings go smaller for girls as well as they get older.
Right.
You know, they can't choose to go
slim
out with...
Slim pickings.
They can go out with a 25-year-old fuckboy.
Right, but that's
going to
be...
But they know it's a fuckboy, and they're fucking other people.
They know it's going to be like a month-long thing or whatever, and it's like...
Like, did you ever think that you got AIDS out of all the fucking that you ever did? Like...
No.
No?
How many times?
AIDS?
You never thought you had AIDS. You never thought you had AIDS?
At one point I did, and then I got...
Really?
AIDS. Yeah, that's true.
No.
During the AIDS epidemic.
During the 80s when I was...
That's not even the 80s. It was the 90s.
Dude, at this voice.
What are you talking about? What year? 94?
Not even 94, I thought I had AIDS.
I was a freshman in high school, so I wasn't fucking yet.
No. I was... in 94, I was still in high school, so I still even... The fact that... Magic Johnson got AIDS and Eazy-E got AIDS.
Were you hanging out with them a lot?
No, but the fact that they were in California, Los Angeles.
Such a small city.
And at the time, I only had like maybe...
A couple friends
like Patrick Ewing. No, like three sex partners at that time or four. But so I was young at the time and that was... Maybe six.
So you thought because Magic had AIDS, he lived in L.A.
Well, you know what they would...
The circle's small.
Yeah. No, not even the circle small, but think about it.
That's ridiculous. As a kid, I can see that being like larger than life.
The way they made things sound like...
Yeah,
I was at Notre Dame High School. Eazy-E would go to the Fashion Square. That was right across the street from Notre Dame High School. I'm not saying I was hooking up with girls that Eazy-E was hooking up with, but... What they made it what it made it seem like was like, I don't know if you remember, like, I'm gonna sleep with Dick, see, you know, Jane sleep with Dick, and then, you know, Dick sleeps with fucking 30 other people. So all the other people that, like, she only slept with Dick, but Dick slept like 30 other people. And those 30
fun
other people.
Fun with Dick and Jane? Is that what we're talking about?
No. And those 30 other people slept with other people.
Right. So that means that's like, if you
and no one used a condom.
Exactly. And if you had sex with one person without a condom.
That had the AIDS.
Your chance of like, it was like 100 people already.
Right.
So like, that's what I'm talking about. Like when you never thought you like.
No.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I think.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
I don't know. I mean, not in high school.
You never had thought like, even in college. So like. In college, I thought like whenever I had like a sore throat.
In college, like, I was using condoms though. Like, I was.
I tried to use condoms as much as I could, but like carrying a condom was like cocky.
I'll be honest. Like
you're cocky. No. If you carry a condom around and you were cocky. Like, I'm gonna get laid tonight.
I used condoms all the time.
They were always a bad luck.
All
thing.
The time in college and
I think Rob jacked
and even
off
here.
And he had AIDS.
The only time I didn't use a condom was with when I had a girlfriend. Like,
I got AIDS
for
myself.
Then I had a girlfriend, and then we would just try to be careful or whatever, you know. But like throughout, my young life, I would always use a condom. Now I'm like, oh yeah, condom, fuck.
Costco. See, fuck you, really?
But no, now as a 40-year-old, now I'm like, oh.
You don't care?
I do care, but not as much for some reason. But I should, yeah.
But when I was younger, right, yeah. I would try to use a condom as much as I could. But whenever I took a condom out with me, it was like I felt like it was bad luck. It was like an omen. Like I just like I'm always going to practice safe sex. I'll have a condom. And then one day I remember like I was going to hook up with a girl and she found the condom in there in my wallet. And all of a sudden she was like, oh, like.
You think we're having sex?
No, but she, yeah, exactly. And yeah. It was like.
No, it's you carry it around like your driver's license.
Yeah, but like a girl would get upset. Like, and then when you had a condom in there too long and the imprint of the condom was in your wallet, it's like.
And it's expired.
I don't carry. No,
I don't know about expired.
I don't carry condoms around. I never carried a condom around.
Never?
If I went to a party or
how
something.
How did you always have safe sex and you never thought you were going to get fucking. A girl always had a condom?
If I went to a party, I would maybe put one in my pocket.
You never had a condom break on you?
I have, actually.
Yeah, once. Yeah, once or twice, probably. Yeah.
What? Twice? That's it?
Yeah.
I actually had a girl say that I have the father of a child.
Are you using lube?
Never. I would fucking make the lube. What are you talking about?
Just use lube. It makes it
images.
Use lube. Then the condom won't break. Or you know, you're
having sex with 40-year-olds because that's the only time.
40.
Yeah.
You're 40.
What?
You don't need a lube, but a girl that was 40 years old would need lube. That's the only time I ever had.
Guy in his late 20s, I would have sex with a 40-year-old because it was like they were like, oh, you're a younger guy. You know what I mean? It was like,
and that 40-year-old had sex with who knows how many people. If you were like 25,
yeah, and she taught me a lot.
Yeah, but you never thought? And then,
yeah, I used a condom. I used a condom with them.
So you were safe the entire time.
Yeah, it was usually probably like a one or two time, three time thing or whatever. Wow, you know? It wasn't a relationship.
I'm just saying, like, I wasn't unsafe every time, but, like, I would say 60% of the time I was unsafe. And I made decisions, especially being drunk, where I was like, I shouldn't have done that.
There were times where I would, like, meet someone at a bar, and it was, like, a one-night stand kind of thing. And they would be like, oh, let's have sex. Like, drunkenly, let's have sex. And I did not have a condom, and they didn't either. And I'd be like, this is someone I do not want to have sex with without a condom. I made a conscious decision. I was like, nope.
I made that conscious decision too, as well. And then like later on in my 30s.
And I didn't do it. I didn't have
it. And then I would just be like, fuck it. It just happened. And it would be like, all right, I did it. And let's pray for the best. And then you'd take a test and the doctor would be like, you're clear. You don't have anything. And I'd be like, are you sure? And like, fucking.
She's pregnant.
No, but I would always pull out.
Yeah, don't have anything, but she might be pregnant. What would you rather have? A disease or have a pregnant?
What would you rather what would you rather have, though? Which one? What would you rather have?
Well, it depends on who it is. Yeah, if it's I'd rather have the disease.
I don't know the girl, like it depends on the disease. If it's AIDS.
If you have to have the AIDS and then or have the baby with the girl that you regret hooking up with.
It happened to me, man. Trust me.
Because the baby...
AIDS, it's either AIDS or herpes. It's one of the ones that are like, you know, they're going to be with you. That's it. You have it.
AIDS or herpes?
Yeah.
I would go with herpes.
It's not one of the curable
ones. You don't die from herpes. AIDS is curable now.
It is curable now.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you could go around having sex.
No, it's not an excuse. Well, either one, you got to be very honest about, you know, your.
Yeah, but that's the thing is like the honesty thing was like always like that was how like I would test somebody, be like, have you been tested? And they're like, yeah, I'm not cool. Let's do this. And it's like,
did anyone ever ask you to be like, let me see your test?
No, no one ever asked me that. Thank God.
I feel like there are people out there though that are like, oh, you haven't tested. When were you last tested? Like 2 weeks ago. Or you came back clean, you know. And they're like, okay, can I see a copy of the test, please, from your email or whatever?
They wouldn't do that. No one's taking pictures of that.
Like, you should be carrying that around instead of the condom, like proof of cleanliness. Yeah,
my dick is clean. How?
Just because of my voice. Again, I brought this. I told you, my COVID test.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought that was your
AIDS
test.
You carry that around now? You carry
it around? No, I brought it for today. It's your voice.
AIDS test.
Oh, all right.
He's got the HIV.
Dude.
And this guy's being all quiet, like you never thought you had AIDS.
Yeah, no, I
have you like
my voice just got back.
Okay, but
thank you, beer.
Would you Google your things and be like, this could be AIDS? You know what? That shows up a lot of times. Like, I have a sore throat and a fever. Oh, it could be AIDS. Like
exactly,
AIDS comes
that's
up for like
exactly
half of the sicknesses.
What I'm fucking talking about. That's why I thought I had AIDS.
I did that.
That was a symptom, and like I said, I wasn't fucking the same girls that Eazy-E or Magic Johnson was fucking.
Charlie Sheen.
Or Charlie Sheen. Hey, he was in the Valley. Yeah.
He was in the Valley. Two and a Half Men. Winning.
Yeah, exactly. And he was there, and I'm
Charlie Sheen impression.
Actually, when I was you know what? After I graduated from high school, a girl I know, this girl Tiffany, I won't say her last name, she was at parties with Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
And she was going to parties with Robert Evans, and she worked with these other girls.
Jesus.
Heidi Fleiss type shit.
Oh, wow.
So I knew her. I didn't have sex with her, but I knew the people that she had had sex with, and those people had sex with the girls that I had had sex with. So it's like, when you look at that whole clusterfuck of it all, like, you look up a symptom like sore throat. Sore throat was the number one thing that I would look up, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I have AIDS. Like,
CJ's another one.
Now, you grew up here in LA, so you lived here throughout like some interesting times, I would say, right?
Yeah, that was
you got to see everything. You saw, you know, Heidi Fleiss was around, right?
I knew my friend who was like a tweaker who fucking
her office was on like Sunset Boulevard above like some store or something like that, right?
I don't know about her office
over by like the Rainbow Room. It was like over there somewhere.
She was hanging out with Peter Sellers' daughter. I knew that.
When did she get busted? What year was that she got busted? Or like when was the height of her business?
I think like 95.
And how old were you during that time?
I was like 18.
So you could have potentially gotten into one of her little black books or something like that.
Yeah, Sarah Sellers. She jail saved her life. Anyways, back in 1994.
Yeah.
94. So she was...
Did you ever look her up when you were an 18-year-old? Horny 18-year-old being like, I got to get in that Heidi Fleiss's black book somehow.
I didn't know anything about that world. And I was so clueless.
That would have
been
so cool if like you were involved in that.
No, my friend was this guy named Darren. I won't say his last name. But
it's too late.
It doesn't matter. I won't say his last name. He went to the high school that I went to, and I was good friends with him. We're like best friends. And he became a huge fucking tweaker, went to jail, this and that. But prior to that, he like knew her, Heidi Fleiss,
really?
and he knew that whole like group. So
that's
like
crazy.
It was a crazy time. Like it was called the Pool Hall. We used to all hang out at this place called the Pool Hall that was in Sherman Oaks off of I think Woodman and Ventura.
Yeah.
And it was like the spot to be. It was like I wanted to write a movie about it because it was like
you grew up here during some interesting like the OJ stuff. You were here for that. Like how was that? Like living here when that was going on. That must have been crazy. You know,
I was here for the earthquakes. I was here for everything.
You were here for everything.
I know exactly because I'm a fucking Los Angeles person.
I feel like I've been here almost 20 years now in January, and I feel like I haven't been here for the only thing I've been here for is the pandemic. That was like milestone. Like I don't know what else has happened in 20 years here. That's like wow, that was cool. You lived there during that time.
I was here for the riots.
I wasn't here for the riots.
I was here for the earthquakes. Earthquakes are amazing.
I'm hoping. Yeah, maybe there'll be an earthquake, and then I'll like peace out. After
you don't
that.
Want an earthquake.
Have you been through an earthquake?
The little ones, nothing.
Oh, you haven't been through a big one. I was here for the 8.9 in Northridge, 8.7, I think it was.
I was in Paramount.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
No, that was. I remember like my swimming pool.
The biggest thing I was here for was. Pandemic shutdown and BLM protests when the city, supported that and the riots and all that stuff. That was it. That was it.
Those are huge times.
Those
though.
Are huge
that's
times.
That was as big as the stuff that I went through.
Yeah, the city shut down. Yeah, that's right. The city shut down, which I documented. You can check out my film, Lonely in Los Angeles.
You were here when Kobe died?
That was a good film.
Yeah.
I did see
I
that.
Was here. Yeah, I was here when Kobe died. That's right. Michael Jackson death. I was actually in that neighborhood driving around getting a dog when Michael Jackson was reported dead. So, yeah, I guess I was here for that. Now that I'm thinking about it, I was here for some cool
things.
Yeah,
my friends used to hang out with the Jacksons.
Really?
Yeah. All sorts of shit. But that's Los Angeles life. Like,
yeah.
I grew up here. Like it's like I'm not a. I don't consider myself a stereotype from here.
No, you're not. You're very grounded.
Yeah, like I don't. I think the people that aren't grounded are people from somewhere else.
Yeah, like me.
You are from somewhere else, but you're not still like you're not doing Pilates. You know,
you're not doing yoga.
I got
my Jersey,
you're,
New York.
You're
roots,
not yoga. You're not a vegan. You're not doing all this bullshit that everyone comes out here and like. You're not drinking juice every day.
No, I'm the real deal.
No,
what you see is what you get.
No, But what I'm saying is, like, you're not trying to assimilate to something that doesn't really exist.
You're yourself.
If you were doing yoga every day and you became a yogi, then I'd be like, yeah, this guy's become LA.
Namaste.
Or like Pilates or whatever. Like, I've never done a Pilates class. So it's like,
I did one once. Tried it once. But it was with a girl. I was like, oh, that's
all
she was
I'm saying
into
is like, you people come out here and they become the LA stereotype. Right. People that grow up here are just, yeah, they're more grounded. Like people like they start drinking juice and they go fucking back to their other state like Denver or fucking
and then they preach to people there.
Yeah, they preach to everybody.
No, you don't understand. Yeah. You got to have the raw green organic.
Yeah, exactly. And then
bullshit.
Everyone looks at us as pussies. Just go fuck yourself.
Don't play copyrighted music on this.
Sorry, it's not. It was saying douchebag, sorry.
That's the one thing. If you start taking on sounds and stuff, we got to do like non-copyrighted music.
But people become like douchebags. It's like I've seen it happen. Like they just become this thing, embodiment of what they think LA should be.
Right.
And it's kind of sad. Like people from Idaho. Like I love when people come out here and shit on the Valley. It's go fuck yourself. You're from fucking Ohio.
I was in the Valley today and I liked it. It was fucking way too hot.
It was way too hot.
And I was like, that's why I live over here. But
I'll give you that and that's about it. Other than that, go fuck yourself. If you're from fucking Cleveland, Ohio, go fuck yourself. You come over here and talk shit.
We have some listeners in Cleveland.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Okay, I appreciate
that. If you're fucking from Kentucky...
We have listeners like Kentucky as well. We love everyone. We love
a lot
everyone.
Of white places.
We love every fucking city that's listening.
I am not white.
No, he's Latino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said that right back to me, but...
See?
I'm drinking a fucking Modelo, can't you see?
I'm the white guy on the show today.
Oh, yeah. You got two Latinos over here.
You got two Latinos. Yeah. Look at that.
It's the beard crew.
Beard crew.
I'm going to shave at some point.
Should shave it.
You think?
No. You should grow it.
No, man. You're fine.
Do it, man. Grow it out long, man.
Grow it out like Letterman? Grow it that long?
No.
That
no,
long?
No, don't do that.
This long.
Gotta keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
This is what happens. Like, I don't care what I look like anymore, and I want less shaving time. So
I need to care what
so
I look
now,
like.
I just don't care.
You don't care.
I have no desire.
Does it get itchy?
I barely
though, for
take
you? Like,
showers anymore.
Oh my god! I hope you shower before you came to the studio.
Showers anymore?
You know, we just built the studio, man. I don't
just
want like
pissed on your floor. It's
I know,
all
he's
good.
Peeing on the floor. You're leaning up against the wall. There's probably like a dirt stain on the wall.
I take a shower every 3 days now. And that's
3 days.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Are you serious? Three days. Why is that? You got to start smelling after that.
Because I don't give
you
a fuck.
You spray him with that orange stuff. We got orange scent over there. Spray him down. you shower? Well, I guess you're saving on a water bill, but...
Are we going to have to pay for water? I'm saving for the drought.
But isn't your girlfriend like, hey, this...
No, she doesn't take shower for 3 to 4 days.
Both of you shower on the same day, so like you both...
No, not
just,
the same day at the same time to save water. Come on now.
No, not at the same time. I'm talking about like if you both smell equally for 3 days, you may not notice it. Or you might think it's yourself. Or
no, whatever. I'll tell her if she smells, and she'll tell me if I smell. But at the same time, like if you're not working out and sweating and you're not doing shit, like... You don't need to take a shower every day. I mean, that's just a fact. Look it up, man.
That is true. That is
Google
true.
That shit.
Isn't it weird? Like, I'll admit, I didn't take a shower yet today. But sometimes I will do every other day.
Just for both of you guys, I know.
But I used to take a shower every day. Like, this guy has to take a shower to, like, comb his hair and everything. So it's like...
Wait, same here. So wait a minute. So
there's hair on my face.
But isn't it a thing like when you are younger, when you are like, you know, in your teens, your 20s, you take, you know, 30s, you're taking a shower every day, right? But now I feel like as you get older, you may not take one every day. Every other day, every 2 days. Is this true? Is this
every other day, every 2 days.
But why do we start doing that as an older age?
Because you learn. It's not even an old. No, I don't think it's an older age. I think more like studies come out that you don't need to take a shower.
Well, they're saying soap is not good for the skin every day.
Exactly.
But like if you go in and like just rinse off, no soap, hose down kind of thing.
Like you're in prison?
Well, some people do that. Some people are like, I just need to rinse off. And they don't use soap. They go under the shower and they rinse off. Like if they're like kind of sweaty or what, I don't know.
I think my biggest concern is like just washing my ass and then like my hair every once in a while. Like
I that's agree a, with that.
That's
would
about
you
it.
Go? Would you go in the shower and just wash your ass and then get out and not do the rest, just to save time?
If I had a bidet, Yeah, yeah, what are you going to do? There's no bidet.
If you shit yourself, obviously you're going to go in the shower and wash your ass. But
if I'm going to wear a hat and I'm going to be hanging out with a kid, I have a child, so I have a baby. So, like, if I'm going to be hanging out with my child and, like, he's going to be puking on me, I don't care what I look like. I just don't. I give zero
fucks.
Right,
but, like, is there a time during the day and be like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to hop in and wash my ass for a minute. And then
That's why you have ass wipes.
That's true.
Yeah, you don't need. You don't need to like what? What's going on here?
Oh, ignore me.
What? What's happening?
That's because the sound doesn't fucking work. Apparently, when you go live on Instagram.
Okay.
It doesn't. You're obsessed with this live on Instagram thing.
Oh man, there's like fucking 400 people watching this.
Right? Is there?
No, there's four.
No.
Times 100.
It's gonna go to zero in like 2 seconds.
It's not working still.
I don't know. You don't need to take a shower every day. Like, it's insane to me. Like,
no,
I used to, like, my mom, like, gives me so much shit now. Like, when I talk to her about it, she's like, you haven't showered for 3 days. That's disgusting. And it's like,
no, I get it.
But I'm not doing anything.
I haven't done anything either. And I actually ran out of body wash, like, yesterday. So I was like, oh, I got to go buy body wash. I only have shampoo and conditioner. So I was like, I was going to take a shower.
You know what
shampoo.
I do? Armenian shower, but not even with cologne. I just like do like a.
Oh yeah, I've done.
Even
that.
Though everyone hates it, Axe.
I've done the cologne.
Spray,
That's real douchebag. Yeah, I had that in my 20s, and then I got rid of it.
Oh no, I still.
You still have it?
Yeah, because it smells fine.
Wow.
It smells fine. You're don't worry about it. Yeah, who gives a shit?
You know, Axe would actually be a great sponsor for this show.
Exactly.
So I would start using it if they were like, "Yeah, we'll sponsor you."
Yeah, I think you should use it anyways because you kind of stink.
Oh,
so it's like I can smell you from over here. Dude. Like, you should take a shower.
I got Febreze. You ever Febreze your clothes? And just
I really can't smell well, but I can smell both
this
of you guys.
This guy always smells.
No, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Please, I carry you deodorant in my bag.
You barely take a
this
shower.
This is one big stinky podcast. That's it. Yeah. All right. Well, look. This has been fun. We're going on a little long here.
I really wish the show was better than this because I think I came in
my
here.
My voice fucking was gone.
I came in here thinking this was going to be hot.
You didn't think it was good?
I just think it could have been better. I think we could have been better.
There's always room for growth.
I think we're a better squad. And I think that next time we do this show, we should start recording right when we sit down.
All
right. And it needs to be ready because it's funnier that way. Because like we were having laughs before this happened.
Because I pissed on the floor?
Yes. All these little things that were fucking
hilarious.
But Rob
always says that. Yeah, you want to record as soon as we get here. The problem is I got to set up all these fucking technical things and make sure everything's working.
No, that's true. I brought the camera
and
I didn't.
Unless
literally we keep everyone like, do not talk. At all. I don't want anyone talking until we sit in these chairs and I press the button and say go.
If you notice, I was barely talking.
I noticed that.
I did not want to talk much because I think it's... We as a trio, we are hilarious because we're. I think that we fucking go outside the boundaries and we make fun of each other enough and we fucking can bust each other's balls enough to the point where it's like hilarious.
That's true. In a perfect world,
this guy's a wild card, and then that's why I love the fact that he was coming in with like the bad
pissing
sounds
the
here and there.
Well, I think in a perfect world, we would have a crew setting up all the technical shit, and then we would come in and just fucking do our thing, and they would run it.
I think we're funnier than what we just recorded.
This is what I say we do though. I do think we should have like once a month. We should have a recording of the three of us here and Willie if he's available.
Jacking off back there.
No, he'll be on camera, not jacking off. It's the three or four of us or whoever can make it, obviously. And we do a party episode like this where we catch up, we talk about whatever asshole story you went through in the past couple weeks. CJ didn't save anyone from choking, all that stuff. You know what I mean? And then we grow. We get back to yeah, you're right, because it can be better. It will be better. It's growing.
I'm just saying
it's getting there.
We are a better dynamic when it's just like more like just start off with it. And it's all over the place. And this is the wild card over here. So he's
it is, yeah.
Wild card.
He's like the Fred.
he is
what
the
I'm
Fred,
saying,
yeah.
Like legends, because Fred's a legend on the show, whatever, on Howard Stern, but people get that. Don't touch my phone.
Oh, that's yours? Shit. I was like, why is my phone fucked up? Oh, it's yours. Yes, sir.
Well, we introduced CJ to the world last week as he was the
fucking shy as hell.
The main guest. But yes, CJ, I think you found your footing in the show today a little bit, and we're going to explore
he
that
needs
more.
Alcohol.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. He needs alcohol and an iPad with sounds plugged into the board.
Three shots, and that's it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny, dude. I think he's hilarious. And he's a pain in the ass if you want to do things. If you want to do things structured,
don't call me.
If you want to have structure into something that you want to do, then do not invite him. Because it will kill you.
Yeah, if you need CJ. Well, actually, you know what? CJ, I'm like, we're recording at 6. He was here at 6. Well, that's because he was picking you up, I think.
I picked him up.
Oh, you picked him up. Sorry. Sorry. He doesn't drive. Yeah. No, you picked him up. That's right.
I get cash for the beer.
That is true. Yes, I stand corrected. Sorry. The only reason he is on time is because you were going to get him.
I could have been on time.
He needs a driver and all this shit in order to...
Can I tell you a shoot that we were doing? I talked to him the day before. I'm like, hey, man, like, be here at this time, 1 o'clock. Everyone's showing up. He's like, all right, cool. Next day, it's like 12:50. I'm like, hey, man. He like messages me, like, where are you? I'm like, what do you mean, where am I, dude? We're all meeting here, dude.
Yeah, I swear to God, I wish I had those swear sex.
You didn't know?
No, I knew, but I thought it was at my place. Maybe I missed that. I was at work. When I'm at work, I'm like, I'm multitasking.
Always an excuse. Always an excuse. It's never like, hey, I fucked up.
Sorry, I fucked up.
I had people waiting at my place at 1 o'clock. And then he didn't show up till like 2, I think, or something like that, like an hour later.
You know, and everyone's just sitting there waiting.
Yeah, everyone's just waiting. And then he shows up and he's like, oh, so what's this thing about? I'm like, I sent you a script already. And
yeah, you know what? I'm just going to go jack off behind the... No, yeah, but yeah. But I got to say on that note, you know what? The last time we did this podcast...
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, I showed up.
You did show up. Yes, it's true. Yeah, you did. No, I will give CJ credit. She showed up, and then Willie showed up. CJ got here alone. Yeah.
No, I don't want to smoke your little.
No, he is reliable. He is reliable when you need him. He's a good friend. Absolutely. But yeah, CJ, I think you found your footing. We'll have
Fuck you, Dick.
What is going on?
Fucking shock pin. He thought I was stupid.
What did he do?
A shock pin?
Nothing. Here, use it.
No. Is that yours?
Yes.
You brought that as a joke?
He thought I was stupid.
Yeah, I was hoping that. He was not going to forget that.
Wait, it is literally shock. Let me try it.
Let me try it.
It doesn't shock you. It's shocking.
Press it.
Wait, press it. Press what?
No, you the push button. The button. Like when the pin comes out, then.
Oh, fuck! Jesus, that hurt. That's awful. That's legal? Wow.
It gave like 3 people strokes this year.
Oh my God. What the fuck is in this thing? Shock pen.
This is what you should cut to. This is a funny one.
Don't use this pen. Don't use this pen.
It's shockingly amazing.
It literally electrocutes you when you go to press it. You know what? I should give this to my customers when I bartend. Be like, make sure you give that pen back.
Hey, Doug, you're advertising over there.
For the shock pen?
No, the White Claw.
Oh, that's all right.
Where are we right now?
We're ready. Yeah, we're done. We're done.
That should be the clip that you put on, please. So people can watch.
We are done. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've talked about a lot. All right. Well, look. Now, seriously, though, we will do this. I think we should do this once a month at least with the 3 or 4 of us, whoever can make it. Because it is a good team, right?
I think it is a great team. Right. This guy is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know that.
We know that. We know that.
My voice sucks.
But I love him, though. He's a wild card, and I accept him for what he is.
There you go. We all do. All right, do you guys want to plug anything? You have anything coming up?
Fuckboy over here wants to plug some stuff.
I have shows coming up, but I don't want to look at my phone right now.
All right, I don't know when this is airing anyway, so. Check Rob out at the LA Comedy Scene. He'll be performing somewhere. CJ Robot Killers on YouTube. More sketches coming soon down the pipe. Poop Baby the movie, all that stuff. These guys will be back here, of course. Well, you know what, Rob? Just close it out by saying, you know, your name and that you're a bastard.
I am Rob DeRocha. And I am a basshole.
There you go. I forgot to do the fucking applause thing. I don't know where it is.
Oh, you could have told me to do it.
I don't know where it is. See, this is why I need you, CJ, on the applause. There you go. There it is. All right. Rob DeRocha, and he is a basshole. He came on here today, and he proved himself. And now he can go in peace and have the communion from the church. You may go in peace, all that good stuff.
You better put a clip of you pressing that button, because that was hilarious.
Pressing the button?
Pressing this pen.
Oh, pressing the pen. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Well, look, guys, this has been I'm a Basshole. My name's Doug Bass. Make sure you follow the show on Instagram at Basshole Podcast or at Basshole Show. We're going to have a live show at the Hollywood Improv on October 9th at 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at www.bassholeshow.com. Check that out if you're in the L.A. area. And remember, guys, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.